Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's a billion-dollar decision, the Greater Boston Casino License. And this morning, the State Gaming Commission begins public deliberations as it prepares to make a choice. One proposal is for a casino in Revere at the Suffolk Downs Racetrack. The other would be built along the Mystic River in Everett. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz takes a look at both proposals, the facts, the figures, and what they'd mean for each community.
At first glance, the two proposals look very similar. Both promise about 4,000 jobs, 500 hotel rooms, and about $1 billion in casino revenue. But as you dig into the plans, you start to see distinct selling points for each proposal and how the developers, Mohegan Sun and Wynn Resorts, are making their case. The Mohegan Sun proposal in Revere would be next to Suffolk Downs. The 79-year-old thoroughbred racetrack that's all but promised this year will be its last in operation unless Mohegan wins the casino license.
I know what it's like to lose one track. We lost Wonderland back 5 or 6 years ago, put a lot of people out of work, and, you know, continues to leave a 36-acre hole in the middle of our city, undeveloped.
Revere Mayor Dan Rizzo has been a vocal supporter of the project since its inception. He says a casino at Suffolk Downs would be a catalyst for economic development around the region, one that could revive that vacant 36 acres where Wonderland Racetrack used to be. That's one of the big selling points backers of the Revere proposal are pushing, the concept of an outward-looking casino.
The resort we're building actually could function as a standalone resort at any other place. But it's our activity of engaging the community, of connecting them, that is different.
Mitchell Edis is CEO of Mohegan Sun. He says the company wants to fit into the community, not redefine it. To that end, the company's pledged to buy at least $60 million worth of goods a year from local vendors, and it's also partnering with local businesses, where repeat customers can spend comp points earned at the casino in the community. So far, 400 businesses have signed up. From Dunkin' Donuts to Citizens Bank to local dry cleaners.
The vast majority of casinos do not do it. Your comps are your comps. They keep you in the building, and they keep your money being regenerated into your destination, not into the community.
What seems to be the biggest selling point for the Everett proposal is Wynn Resorts CEO Steve Wynn himself. When he delivered the company's final presentation to the Gaming Commission earlier this year, Wynn touted the company's success in Las Vegas.
It's a highly competitive market, 70 hotels on the Strip. No monopoly, no duopoly, 70 hotels. Caesars Palace had the record at $400 million, and nobody had ever been near $400 except Caesars. We opened the Mirage, and in 1990, the first full year of operation, we broke the $500 million mark.
Wynn points to his company's success in Las Vegas and Macau, China, which is now one of the most lucrative gaming markets in the world. He says his company, thanks to its brand name, is best suited to bring in international high rollers. In other words, he can make the Greater Boston Casino more than just a regional destination. To that end, he promises to build a 5-star hotel in Everett versus 1 4-star and 1 3-star hotel proposed in Revere. But Clyde Barrow, a gaming expert formerly with UMass Dartmouth and now with the University of Texas, says it's hard to create a national, much less an international, destination casino unless you have a cluster of gaming establishments in one area.
Unless it's something spectacular, people aren't just going to come there for a casino. If they're there on a vacation, they may choose to stay an extra day or two to visit the facility, but other than that, it's going to draw primarily from New England and the Northeast.
It's for that reason that casino opponents say they don't want gaming establishments in Massachusetts. Celeste Myers co-chairs the anti-casino group No Eastie Casino. She says Boston doesn't need more tourists.
More people come to Boston than go to Disney World every year. We're the fourth largest tourist destination in the nation. They're just going to get siphoned off.
Myers and other casino opponents who are now pushing a ballot question to ban casinos altogether have a laundry list of concerns. Crime, gambling addiction, and more traffic. Both Mohegan and Wynn have promised about $45 million to mitigate traffic problems. Both companies say their traffic plans would offset higher traffic volumes, and Mohegan argues its proposed changes to Route 1A would actually improve traffic. Myers remains unconvinced.
It's really not going to, you know, drill down on the existing issue. It won't solve anything new, that's for sure, especially when they're talking about bringing in 25,000 to 35,000 additional vehicle trips per day.
There's also the question of competition, not from others, but from whomever gets the casino license. Mohegan Sun in Connecticut is 100 miles away from downtown Boston and pays no tax on table games there. Competitor Steve Wynn has not been shy about pointing that out.
What do you think they're going to do when it comes time to move a big customer? Pay 25% to Massachusetts or shuttle them off to Mohegan Sun in Connecticut where they pay nothing?
Throughout the process, Mohegan Sun has promised not to do that. The company says that's part of a contract with financiers backing the project in Revere. But the tribe could market its Connecticut location in Massachusetts, provided offers like comp points or discounts are no better than what those customers would get here. It's ancillary issues like these that will likely decide who gets the license. Because the two proposals are so similar in terms of jobs and gaming revenue, the decision will come down to secondary factors, like relationships with communities, branding, even the design of the buildings themselves. The Gaming Commission's deliberations are expected to last all week, and possibly into next week. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.